You're listening to SBS News.
Late last week, the United States president made a move that took many, including his own administration, by surprise. President Donald Trump ordered a full, rapid withdrawal of over 2,000 US troops from Syria. It led to the resignation of the US envoy to the global coalition fighting IS, Brett McGurk. Mr. McGurk joined the Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who also resigned over policy differences. The decision is being criticized by allies in the region, arguing that IS remains a threat and could regroup in Syria's long-running civil war. French President Emmanuel Macron says the fight isn't over.
Sur le sujet de nos alliés américains.
About our American allies, I deeply regret the decision taken in Syria, and I would like to pay tribute here to the former US Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, and the words that accompanied his decision.
In a tweet, Mr. Trump says Patrick Shanahan, a former Boeing executive who joined Mr. Trump's administration in 2017, will assume the Defense Secretary role on January 1st. It's despite General Mattis's resignation letter suggesting he would continue in the role until the end of February. General Mattis was seen as a stabilizing force within the Trump administration. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says he's disappointed Mr. Trump has tried to move General Mattis along quickly.
We desperately need your mature voice, your patriotism in the room when this president's making life or death decisions about national security. But it obviously reached a breaking point. I thank him for his years of service in the Marines and certainly at the Department of Defense. It breaks my heart that he's going to step aside. We counted on him to be there and to stop this president from his worst impulse.
Republican Senator Pat Toomey has expressed shock at General Mattis' replacement, telling NBC Mr. Shanahan is not the right pick for the role.
Historically, I have been very willing to defer to presidential nominees. I think I supported three-quarters of all of President Obama's nominees, and certainly the big majority of President Trump's. But on this, I think this is so important, and the president's views are so divergent, certainly from mine, that I think I'll be this one's going to be tough. I'm going to be looking for a defense secretary that shares a more traditional view about America's role in the world.
Senator Toomey says he's also concerned with Mr. Trump's go-it-alone approach to policy.
And I think General Mattis has put his finger on where the president has views that are very, very distinct from the vast majority of Republicans and probably Democrats, elected and unelected. I think the president does not share, my view.
The president justified his decision by saying the only reason US troops were in Syria was to defeat IS. And now that mission is accomplished, there is no reason for them to stay in the country. Countries like Russia and Turkey have welcomed his decision. But allies, including France, say they will maintain a presence in the Middle East. The French president has been highly critical of the US's role as an ally.
Et donc un allié se doit d'être fiable.
An ally should be reliable, coordinate with other allies. Mattis understood this. That's what I'm committed to. Being an ally means fighting shoulder to shoulder. It's the most important thing for a head of state and the head of the army. It means that you accept that your soldiers fight and take risks alongside other soldiers, and sometimes that they sacrifice their lives for the allied forces.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will also not follow the United States.
The decision to pull out 2,000 US soldiers from Syria will not change our consistent policy. We will continue to operate against Iran's attempt to entrench itself militarily in Syria, and if needed, we will even expand our action there. I wish to reassure those who are concerned, our cooperation with the US continues fully and takes place in many areas, operational, intelligence, and in many other security matters.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's Defence Force will also continue its role in the Middle East.
I've just been, as you know, in Iraq. And I've taken a whole series of briefings while I was there, and I've met with senior colleagues in the security space and officials since returning. We have to be very conscious of the potential for a resilient and a resurgent IS and Daesh, and our presence will remain. We'll continue to do the very important job we're doing throughout the Middle East.
Samantha Biniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.